Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thanks for joining us here today. We want to talk to you today about inbound marketing, how to get the conversation started with the people you want to engage with. It's so important that we do the right things to get that conversation going quickly, efficiently, and in a manner that allows us to really engage with our audience. We want to make sure that people know, like, and trust us so that then in the future we have the opportunity to be able to do business with them. So what's some ways we can do that? Well, we can, you know, give them an offer. We can meet them, at a networking meeting or those kind of things. And another way that we can do it on a broader scale is on things like Thriving Entrepreneur, you know, being a guest on a radio show or a podcast or, any of the different medias, having YouTube videos. Those kind of things help us to be able to immediately create a conversation with our potential new clients. So to help me with this today, I'm joined by Tom Schwab. He is going to help us talk today about being a guest on a podcast, how to do it, why to do it, and how to be able to engage with your audience through being a guest. Welcome to the show, Tom Schwab. Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
Steve, I am thrilled to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us just a little bit, what has gotten you to this point in your life?
Well, it only makes sense looking in the rearview mirror. You know, my first job out of college was running a nuclear power plant, and I've run a nuclear power plant, and I've run a small business, and I always say that one of them was easy because it came with an instruction manual. Mm-hmm. But I started out as an engineer, and I think that's why I always sort of had that frame as I look at problems and things to be solved, and went from the military to a Fortune 500 company, and was able to go through engineering, operations, sales, and marketing, and then started my own company. And with that, I grew up with the tools of the internet and something called inbound marketing or permission-based marketing. And we really went from a regional player to a national leader in just 3 years. That's with no marketing department or sales team. And now I work with companies showing them how they can, harness the power of the internet, make sense of all these tools and tricks out there, and really serve their customers and grow their business.
Mm. And ultimately, as business owners, that's really what we want to do, is really serve our customers and help our customers live the best lives, have the best businesses that they possibly can.
Oh, that's right on. And, you know, nobody likes to be sold, you know, but everybody likes to buy. And everybody likes to buy to solve their problems or their needs. And the great thing is that when you solve somebody's problems, they're so happy that they give you these things that are called certificates of appreciation. And most of them have dead presidents on them, and they look like dollar bills.
All right. I like that idea. Yeah, you know, in fact, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she was talking about how she's now teaching her sales team that being a good salesperson really is about being a good listener and then helping the person find solutions, as opposed to having something that you've decided a person's going to take whether they want it or not.
You know, Steve, the weirdest compliment that I have ever gotten was a customer that I answered the phone. The customer service people were busy that day, so I picked it up, and he was talking to me, and he said, "You know, you guys are just like Preparation H." And I paused for a second, and I'm like, okay. And he said, "No, that's a compliment." He says, "I really mean it as a compliment." I said, "Oh, can you explain that one?"
Threat has been
and he's
detected.
Like, "Well, nobody ever really wants your product or service. right? If they need something from you, it means they've got a need or a problem. But he said what people want is fast relief from their problem. They want something that other people recommend that fulfills on its promises. So after that, I've always tried to think that, you know, I'm selling Preparation H and I need to solve somebody's problem.
All right, so let's talk specifically about what your business does. If I understand correctly, you really encourage people to either run a podcast or be a guest on podcasts to increase their inbound marketing. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, and I think if you look at what marketing is at its basic, marketing's about starting a conversation with somebody that could be an ideal customer. So in the past, you had to buy it, had attention, and it was, you know, an ad someplace or, paid advertising somehow. But now with the tools that we have here, you can really connect with your audience and answer their questions and you know, get them to know, like, and trust you. And in the past, blogs were very good for that. Social media has been good for that. But with both of those, there's a lot of noise. You know, how do you get through, you know? Fewer and fewer people are reading blogs and, you know, they're not reading the entire thing. But I think if you look at audio and podcasts, it's really a medium that is growing. And when people are doing it, they might be multitasking. They might be, you know, jogging or fixing dinner. But you've got their focused attention. And right now there's 186,000 podcasts in the United States. And so they're very niche down. So you don't need to talk to everybody in the world. You just need to talk to your ideal customers. And what we have seen is that podcasts, especially podcast interviews, are a great way to get in front of those people. And, you know, today a good blog will convert at about 1% to 2%, meaning for every 100 people that read your blog, one or two will actually become leads. What we're seeing with podcast interviews is that you get out there and anywhere from 25 to 50% of those people that come to your website will become leads. You know, it, people come ready to engage. And I think it's a great medium, and you can do it as either a podcast host or a podcast guest. The one thing I would say is that anybody that tells you that doing a podcast is easy has either never done one or never done it well. You know, Steve, my hat's off to you on the hard work that you put into it. You know, the best people out there make it look easy, but there's a lot of work that goes into it. And one of the things I've looked at and said, you know, I can do less work and still get the results by being a podcast guest. So that's been my strategy up to this point.
Well, and I would say to a lot of people who, you know, either A, find themselves with the technology fear over doing a podcast, or you know, who just don't feel like they have time, that, you know, if you just schedule into your time, even just say once a week to be the guest on somebody else's podcast, you know, then there's no technology, or at least nothing more complicated than knowing how to dial a phone or answer a phone. you know, I think most of us can do that still. You know, and it really isn't that enormous of a commitment in time to be able to have such a huge impact.
And even sometimes it goes to people that aren't comfortable with public speaking. So if somebody is more of an introvert and they would never feel comfortable standing in front of talking to 10,000 people, well, they'd still feel comfortable with calling Steve on the phone and having a conversation here. And even if it does reach tens of thousands of people. So there's great power in it. And, you know, I encourage everybody, if your customers, your ideal customers are listening to podcasts, you want to make sure that you're there and they're listening to you.
Absolutely. I mean, the first and foremost thing that we have to embrace as business people, but really as people in general, is that we do have a message, we do have a purpose, and that it's not for us, it's not about us. Whether the person you're going to reach is one person who needs to hear what you have to say, or it's tens of millions of people, if you don't say it, they can't hear it.
You know, one of my favorite quotes, Steve, is by a guy by the name of Derek Sivers, who wrote a book called Anything You Want. And Derek was started CD Baby, which is sort of the precursor to iTunes. And the point he makes is what's ordinary to you is amazing to me. And I think sometimes we forget about that, that, you know, we think that everybody knows about our business or the same things we do. But, you know, this world is very niche down, and different people know different things. And it's great now that we can share that with other people. Mm-hmm. And even if you're only helping one person or 10 people or 100 people, it's so easy to do by sharing that content. And probably the easiest way to do that is through an audio interview. You know, I'm not a natural writer by the way God made me. You know, writing a blog is tough. But to sit down and have a conversation like this is very easy. And so with that, people can still get the information. And, you know, at the end of this, we could even transcribe it and turn it into a blog if we wanted.
Absolutely, we could. And that's really the thing. I mean, you hit on a couple of really big things there. One is the whole concept of we don't give ourselves credit for what we know because it's so easy for us, whatever that is. You know, there are people who are amazing parents. They just do it naturally. And honestly, when you compliment them on being parents, they're like, you know, I'm okay at it, you know. And the same thing is true in every facet level of business or life that a person wants to speak on. It's probably, in most of our cases, the thing that we take for granted that is really that unique brilliance that we have that the world really needs to understand how to use.
And with the podcast being so niche down, you know, and so focused that, you know, I can be on a business podcast giving advice here, but you know what? I'm training for a half marathon, so I'm listening to running podcasts, trying to get advice and inspiration from other people. So, you know, everybody is an expert in some area and a novice in others. And I think this medium is so great that that we can all share this information. And I would challenge anybody. You know things that other people don't, and you've got the ability to share that. And, you know, it could be for your business, to grow your business. It could be to help other people be better parents, spouses, runners, whatever it is. So, you know, I would encourage people to get out there and try the medium of podcasting, either as a host or even easier as a guest.
That's such a great idea. You know, it gives you the ability to be able to take your one message and share it with the world. And in the end, that's what we really need to do, is we really want to be able to share our message with the world. Think about that while you listen to this commercial break. We will be right back. You are listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back to the show. This is Steve, and I'm here talking with Tom Schwab. Today we are discussing how impactful on your business it can be just simply being a guest on somebody's radio show, on their podcast, to let people hear your voice and hear your message. So let's talk about it. All right. So let's assume, as dangerous as that can be, for a second, that we've talked to the people enough now that they're like, okay, I would be willing to try being a podcast guest once. Now let's talk about why. What do we do with that? What's the purpose of it? How do we make this whole inbound marketing thing make it worth our time to be a guest on somebody's podcast?
And Steve, you hit it right on the head there. It's not just about one appearance. It's not like a firework going off and everybody goes, ooh, ah, and 30 seconds later, there's nothing to it. Really, it's an appearance, and you really got to think, why am I there? Who do I want to talk to? And what do I want to help them with the next step? So for us, we teach it as a 6-step system. So the first step is trying to figure out who you want to talk to. Who is your ideal customer? Step 2 is defining, what expertise do I have? What am I going to be talking about? You know, why am I an expert? And everybody's an expert in something. Step 3 is really getting on the right podcast. And, you know, how do you approach a podcast host to show them that you've got something to offer? And here's where I would say, you know, there's 186,000 podcasts out there. You don't need to be on all of them. You know, pick 2 or 3 to get on, because I guarantee you, the first podcast you do, it will be great, but it will be the worst one you ever do. It's going to be a learning experience. So step 4 is actually getting on the podcast, what you and I are doing right now, Steve. And the whole idea there is to make the host look like a genius for having you on. So you're not supposed to be there selling. You're supposed to be there teaching, sharing, giving resources. And ultimately, if people get to know you, and they know you, like you, trust you, and they want to engage with you, then give them a next step so they can come to your website. So, you know, I could say here that if anybody likes anything that Steve and I talk about or wants to know more about the 6 steps or anything we talk about, you can come to my site, and I'll put up a special welcome page. So even if you're listening to this 2 years from now, you're going to get the same information. So that's just at tmschwab.com/thriving. So now, just being very transparent here, what we're doing, we're taking people from being listeners to being visitors. They've come to your site. And when they get to that page, you know, at that welcome page, you want to give them all of the things that you talked about on the podcast. One of the clients we work with, I love this example. She her company makes quilts out of T-shirts, and there's certain things that podcasts are great for, but seeing things is not one of them. So if she's on a sports podcast, she'll talk about the quilt they made for Wayne Gretzky. They cut up a bunch of his old jerseys and made a quilt for him. And she'll be able to say, you know, if you want to see the quilt, just come back to the website and there's a picture of it there. Well, what guy wouldn't want to go and say, wow, I wonder what Wayne Gretzky's quilt looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's on a mom's podcast, she might talk about how you can take baby clothes and cut those up, and when your kids get older, and just make a quilt out of it. And if you want to see what that looks like, just come back to the site. So giving people a reason to go from being listeners to being visitors. And then when they're there at the site, now this is basic inbound, right? You've taken somebody from visiting your site, now offer them some other things, checklists, helpful tips, something that could help them solve their problem. And in exchange for that, maybe they give you your email. And now you can start that conversation with them. You can start building that relationship with them so that, you know, you can take them from the know, like, trust to trying you and maybe even buying from you. So that's the process of how to grow your business as a podcast guest. You know, those are the six steps.
Hmm. So it was, who do you want to talk to? Why am I an expert, or what am I an expert at? And then it's getting on the podcast, or is there a step in between those?
No, you're right. Step three is identifying the podcast and getting on the podcast.
Okay.
And really, that's, you know, just looking at the email that you're going to send them from the host's eyes. So people don't like to get cold emails. Well, don't do a cold call. You know, go ahead and listen to the podcast first. Maybe make a comment on iTunes or a review. Follow them and make sure that you've listened to the podcast so that you understand what their audience is, what you can offer them. And then being very brief and to the point and said, you know, Steve, I've listened to Thriving Entrepreneur Radio. This is what I think I could offer your guests. You know, I'd be thrilled to be on there at your convenience. And, oh, by the way, attached to this is a one sheet, and it's got my picture. It's got all my contact information. It might have a testimonial from some person that we both know. And maybe it's got five or six questions that I specifically talk about or subjects on that. You just want to make it very easy for the host to say, yes, I would love to have you on my show.
Hmm. Well, and that really is the point. I belong to enough different podcasters groups that I can tell you that just about every podcast out there, and I say just about because I know there's a few of them, like, you know, Entrepreneur on Fire, that are beating guests away with a stick, but most of them, you know, they're wondering, you know, sometimes the day that the podcast is going to air, either what they're going to talk about or who they're going to have on as a guest that day.
And, you know, that's the wonderful thing. You hit on some great points there, Steve. One is that podcasters tend to be know each other, interconnected. So that once you get on the first podcast, if you ask the host, you know, do you think there's any other shows that I would be a good guest for? You can probably get two or three new podcasts to be on from each one. And the other thing is that it's not the size of the podcast. It's how many ideal customers you have there. So, you know, I've been on big podcasts. I've been on over 75 podcasts now. And some of them have been downloaded well over 50,000 times. And I can point to the one that had over 50,000 downloads. I probably got five leads from it. There was another podcast that was ideal for me. The host swore she got 300 downloads per episode. Well, I got 150 leads from that. Mm-hmm. So don't think you need to be on the biggest podcast. No, just find one that speaks to your audience. And I think that's why the foundation for any business, I mean, even if you're not going to be on a podcast, even if you're not going to be online, figure out who it is that you want to serve. Because once you have that foundation and that picture, then everything makes sense after that.
Well, and that's absolutely true, because in addition to that, the podcast is not something that is going to disappear. I mean, if you got an article in a huge paper, even, let's just say, you know, you were in the Wall Street Journal, you know, next week they're going to bring out another Wall Street Journal. And even with their online presence, their archives are very difficult to get back to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years from now. Whereas with a podcast, you know, when somebody goes to iTunes, it not only shows the most recent one, but it shows literally every other episode that's ever happened. And, you know, much the same as we, you know, go on YouTube and then the whole weekend's gone. Sorry, I saw a joke about that this weekend on Facebook. You know, it's the same kind of deal. You know, a person will listen to one and then listen to another, and next thing they know, they've listened to 5 or 6 or 7 of your episodes.
You know, Steve, I've always heard that and I believed it, but I came to a new appreciation from it this summer. I think the first podcast I had ever done was on a friend's podcast, probably 2 years ago. And I had written a blog, and it got picked up by one of the big companies, and as a guest blog. And he said, "Hey, could you come onto my podcast and talk about this? Could you talk about why you think user-generated content's the holy grail of online marketing?" And I said, "Bernie, I'd love to." So we got on the show, and like I said, it was my first podcast. It was probably the worst podcast ever. But this summer, I got a call from a company that was putting on an event, and the CEO of their company had heard that podcast from 2 years ago. He liked the topic so much, he had his people contact me and said, "Would you come out and speak about this at our event?" Mm-hmm. And at first I had to scratch my head and say, "Well, how did you find out about this?" And they told me, and I'm like, "I'd love to." So that power, that evergreen power of it, and we found this especially with speakers. If you want to speak in an event, people need to hear you first. And podcasts are a great way to do this. And really, this strategy works for so many different areas. We've had people that are authors that want to do a virtual book tour. And instead of going around to 20 cities, they'll get on 20 podcasts that all release the week that their book releases. So they get that uptick in sales. We've had it with coaches that want to get out there and spread their message. We've had it with speakers that want to practice and get the word out there. We've had it with companies that are trying to do crowdfunding or GoFundMe projects, where they want to get their word out to their listeners very quickly and to those people that would be advocates for them. And they were able to reach out to people on a podcast. And at this one, actually did 20 different podcasts that all released the first 3 days of their GoFundMe. And so really, if your customers are listening to podcasts, or your potential customers, you know, that's a great way to connect with them and cut through the noise.
Absolutely. And it goes back again to that thing we were talking about it being a niche market. So you don't have to try to figure out how can you get your voice on you said something like 186,000 podcasts or whatever there are now. But, you know, what's the one that you could talk on this week? What are the 12 you could talk on in 2016?
Very much so. And you can find those by figuring out either what you think your ideal customer is listening to. You could ask your customers now, "Hey, do you listen to podcasts? Which ones do you like?" You can even go through, you know, the titles. I love working with solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and small businesses. So if some podcast is based on, you know, Fortune 500 companies, it's not a good knack for me. But, you know, entrepreneurs that want to thrive, oh, yeah, those are the people that I want to talk to. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a great way to do that. And, you know, set a goal for yourself. If it's one a week next year or one a month, just some way to get out there, because the time commitment is not huge. You can get on podcasts, go to New and Noteworthy in iTunes, and those are podcasts that have only been out for 90 days but are really starting to get some traction there. And you better believe that that host is probably looking for content. He's looking for interesting people to interview. And even if you haven't been on a podcast before, you've probably got an interesting story that you could tell his audience or her audience.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's interesting to sit in a circle, usually virtually, but I've been in a few of them in person, actually, with podcasters and listen to them talk about, you know, who they're looking for and, you know, what am I going to do next week and those kind of things. It really is, you know, the kind of thing where the people need it. I mean, the truth of the matter is that any form of media, whether it be the news media or a podcast or anything in between, they have to feed the beast every single time. The number one thing that they will teach you about having an effective podcast, for those of you that are like, oh, hey, I'm going to go the next step, I'm going to have my own podcast, is be consistent. Whether it's 5 days a week, once a month, people need to be able to count on, you know, if you're going to do once a month, the fifth of the month, every month, I'm going to put out my next podcast. People need to count on that. And in that case, you also are going to need to realize that that means that every single time you commit to it, you're going to need to feed the beast.
And even if you're doing your own podcast, think about that. Where are you going to find more podcast listeners for your show? Well, if you're looking for people that listen to podcasts, a great place to find them would be listening to other people's podcasts. And it's not a zero-sum game, right? If you go on somebody else's podcast, it's not like you're stealing their listeners back to you. I use the example here that, you know, President Obama, this guy can get national airtime on any of the big three stations that he wants pretty much any time. He's got a great podium there. But yet he'll go to Mark Maron's garage so that he can talk on his podcast. Why? Because there was a different audience there, a different group of people that he could connect with. So I encourage everybody, even if you have your own podcast, reach out and see what other podcast hosts you can work with on that.
The key important factor here is we really need to engage with our audience. And the more people that we can share our message with, the more impact we can have on the world. It's really important for you to embrace how important what you have is to the world and then share it. So take a minute. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-seller best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and The Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Steve, I'm here with Tom Schwab. We're talking to you about the most effective way to engage with people and to share your message with the world. And we're talking about this because it's a key element in inbound marketing and getting people to come to your website, to your Facebook page, and engage with you. It's a really effective tool. So, Tom, answer this question for me. You've done this for a couple of years now, and you found that it works. What do you know now that you wish you would have known even a couple of years before you started being on podcasts?
Well, first of all, I've been on podcasts for 2 years. I would say that I've only had been serious on it for the last year, and I've only seen some really good results in the last year. So it's the same inbound principles. And I see too many people that will go on a podcast and do the interview, but never allow the person to take the next step. A great example we have is a gentleman that's got a franchise. And it's a great franchise that allows people to have a second income to supplement theirs. And he had told me that he'd been on 10 podcasts and none of them worked. And he was a friend, so I listened to a couple of his interviews. And at the end, I had to tell them, I said, you know, you didn't give them any reason to come to your site. You didn't tell them where the site was. You didn't give them a special page to go to so they could find the stuff that you were talking about with that. And he used all the things that we teach. And he came back after 30 days and he said, you know, in the last 30 days, I've gotten 50 great leads. And these were leads of people that, you know, wanted to sign up and pay him $10,000 to buy one of his be a franchisee. And so really it's a system. And so I wish I would have figured out the system earlier, but it's one of those things where it takes time to do it. Over this last year, I've worked one-on-one with over a dozen clients, over 700 interviews. And at each time we keep testing and say, you know, which works better and what things work best with the customer so that we can take new customers and new clients and always show them what they should do. And we're always learning on this and sharing. You know, I've got a checklist that I go through every time before a podcast. And some of those things on the checklist I remembered from the very beginning, but a lot of them came from mistakes where, you know, I forgot to do something. So I'm going to write it down on the checklist so it's there. The next time I've got a client that says, hey, I forgot to do this. You know, I forgot to turn off Dropbox syncing. And all of a sudden my assistant sent me a video file and I couldn't talk over Skype because it was fighting for this download. And it's like, okay, so we need to add that to the checklist. And I think working together so that we can continually get better at this craft so that we can be better interviewers or interviewees to make it easier on the hosts also.
And really in the end, it's about doing it with excellence, whether it's your first one and you do your best, or it's your thousandth one. Each time you do it, you're going to get better.
Very much so. And I always tell people, you know, your first interview is going to be your worst because you're going to be nervous. I don't care how prepared you are. You're going to be nervous with it. After you do more and more, you're going to learn things. You're going to be more conversational. You're going to have fun with them. I look forward to these interviews. It's like, this is great. So I get to meet Steve. We get to talk here. If people find value in it, they can come back and interact with me. To me, this is fun, and it's not intimidating. I don't have to travel. I don't have to get dressed up. I don't have to stand in front of 10,000 people. I can sit here and have a conversation, and people can listen to it for years to come.
You remind me so much of a story of the very first interview I did on a podcast. Now, you need to keep in mind, okay, I actually started in radio in 1986, so I've been behind the mic for a lot of years, but I had been, you know, a DJ. I was spinning records, and there's a big difference between reading commercial spots and holding a whole show. Even more so when you're the interviewee, you know, when a person's asking you questions and you're wanting to sound intelligent. And I was on the very first show, and then I was asked to actually take some excerpts out of it so that people could use it for some other things. And I think I edited out somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 minutes of myself saying things like, and you know, and stuff like that.
Well, you could definitely tell, Steve, that you've got radio background, but I would encourage people, even if you're not the best public speaker, and every time I listen to myself on podcasts, I cringe because I hear the ums and the ahs and the Chicago accent when I start dropping my G's. But I think it's so authentic, that podcast medium, almost more so than video. Because if I'm doing a video, I've probably got things written out on the teleprompter, and I've got my video voice, I've got my video look. Whereas you go to a podcast, and we're just having a conversation, you know? Some things go ums and ahs, and sometimes we talk over each other, but it's so intimate because you get to hear two real people just having a discussion, and you get to listen to them. So I wouldn't tell people that, you know, you've got to master public speaking and go to 2 years of Toastmasters before that you can get on a podcast. No, what you have to say could help somebody, and you need to do that.
Not at all. In fact, I would agree completely with you. I would even encourage people, if you're afraid, do one and then never listen to it. You know, if you need positive encouragement, have your mom listen to it, because you know she's going to tell you did awesome, regardless. You know? But, I mean, my wife, she's been really, really big lately on Periscope, you know, because it's a big new craze. Yeah. And the one thing she won't do is rewatch it. You know, she'll come to myself and my daughter, and she'll be like, how did it look? Was it okay? Was it, you know, but she doesn't watch it. And that's okay, because you don't really have to, and we're going to always all be our own worst critic. So just don't. Just do the podcast, get the information out there, and then do the next thing that was scheduled in your day.
And everybody, I wouldn't say everybody, I would say 99% of the world doesn't like the way they sound on recordings. But you get used to it. And that's okay. I always tell people, you don't have to listen to the recording. You don't have to listen to how you sound. Other people get to do that. So, yeah, the same way, just go out there and share and have fun with it.
Well, and I'll tell you from a professional standpoint, because we always compare ourselves to, whether it be Oprah or, you know, a vocalist on, you know, American Idol or whatever, the amount of editing that goes into a recorded DVD, CD, those kind of things, if you knew how much was done behind the scenes, you would feel a lot better about yourself.
You know, Steve, you have just encouraged me. I think I'm going to go back and find like my first podcast interview, and I should definitely listen to it, but I should find it and post it also, because last year I was at Podcast Movement. I was probably the only guy there without a podcast, but it was a great meeting of 1,000 podcasters, and you know, I got to meet them and get on their shows. And but there was a podcaster there, and he had won the big national award that year, and he had the guts to play his first podcast interview, and people cringed in the audience. But you know what? If he wouldn't have recorded that one, he wouldn't have been where he is now. And so it's a learning process, and so I encourage people just to get out there and do that. You know, people need to know about your product or your service or your expertise. And I tell a lot of clients, I said, you know, would you change your plans this afternoon to go to speak to 100 ideal clients? And they're like, oh, yeah, definitely. I'm like, well, would you get on a plane next week to talk to 1,000 ideal clients? And they're like, oh, sure. And they say, well, what if there was 10,000? Would you get on a plane and travel around the world to speak to 10,000 ideal customers? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, good. You don't have to. All you've got to do is talk to this friendly podcast host from home, from your office, and you can reach 100, 1,000, 10,000 people. And it's just as easy as that.
Isn't that what you want to do, is reach the most people you possibly can with your message? No matter what you have to share, it needs to be shared. So think about that. Think about ways that you can reach out with your message and share it with the world. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur on the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So Tom, tell everybody again, what can they do to interact more with you and to learn more how they can use being a podcast guest to increase their business?
Sure. I always say everything I put out there is free. If you listen to all the podcasts I've been on, you can get all the information. If you go to my website, tmschwab.com, I readily share that. If you go to tmschwab.com/thriving, everything Steve and I talked about will be there. I'll have the infographic that goes through the 6 steps. I'll have a checklist that says, 9 secrets to getting on your first podcast. There's even a 30-minute training there. And we also offer some digital products. If you want everything put together for you in a nice package that you can execute quickly on, we've got that also. So tmschwab.com/thriving. I also love connecting with people on LinkedIn. I love that platform, and I'm the only Tom Schwab in Kalamazoo, so you can find me there.
And for those of you that don't know how to spell it or are guessing, let me just help you. It's T-O-M, and in this case, it's actually T-M for the URL. It's T-M-S-C-H-W-A-B.com.
Thank you, Steve, and I forget about that. And just like Charles Schwab, the investment broker, but no relation.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, I mean, I encourage you, go to LinkedIn, look up Tom Schwab, go to tmschwab.com, and find out how you can grow your business through this fun medium that I always tell everybody is my guilty pleasure. You know, I do my radio show. And then I have to remember that, oh, yeah, I'm here for business, too. So just go for it. So, Tom, let's leave people with an action that they can take right now. What is the number one thing that a person could embrace right now today to really take use of what we've been teaching them this last hour?
Sure. I would say when the excitement is up here, take action on it. Reach out to 3 podcast hosts about being on their show. All you need is one connection there. You don't need 186,000. So think of where your customers are listening and how you can get to talking to them.
If you need help with that, you could go to EWNRadioNetwork.com. All of the ladies and myself, being the only guy in the eWomen Radio Network, we're always looking for people to be guests, and all of us would gladly have a conversation with you. I mean, look through what the show is about, and some of them are going to be for you and some of them aren't, and then contact the ladies or myself that have a show that that you could speak to their audience.
Podcasting is definitely growing. They say right now 20% of the U.S. population listens to podcasts, and that number is just growing. It's really not fair to call it podcasting anymore. It's really on-demand radio. Now there's certain cars that right off the lot you can download, Thriving Entrepreneur as you drive. So it's clear that going forward, your potential clients are going to be listening to podcasts. The only question is, are they going to be hearing you or your competitor?
Absolutely. Well, and I'll let a lot of people that don't know this in on a secret. There are a lot of the radio stations that are doing talk radio these days that actually the radio show you're listening to is a podcast when it started. And it's being rebroadcast on what we used to refer to as terrestrial radio.
That is true, and you definitely know when your friends hear you on a podcast that is picked up on a local station, when friends in Arizona all of a sudden start reaching out to you and saying, are you in town? And I had no idea what they were talking about, but I was on a local radio show that picked up a podcast, so It's got great reach to it, and unlike radio or television, which is, you know, if you call a radio station or a television show or a television station to get on there, chances are it's going to be the sales department that's going to call you back and saying, if you would buy some advertising, we would love to have you on. Hmm. Whereas podcasts are so much different. Like Steve said, podcast hosts are starving for good guests. They want to introduce amazing people to their audience. And so you do yourself a service, you do them a service, and you do the audience a service by reaching out and seeing if you could be a guest there.
So that's our number one tip for you today. Don't ask yourself when you're going to start. Just do it. Go find three podcasts today and approach them and ask them what you would need to do to be a guest on their show. Tom, I really appreciate you taking the time today to spend with our listeners and help them understand just how impactful just being a guest on a podcast can be for your business.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for putting on the Thriving Entrepreneur. I know that's great information out there, and it's just an example of how you can be an entrepreneur and not only survive but thrive by learning from each other, and we all do better, and we all serve our customers better.
And that's what we want to do. We want to be as great of a service for our customers as is possible. So I encourage you, think of the ways that you can become a guest on other people's podcasts and share your message with the world. Because remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You're created for a purpose, and the world needs you. Keep in mind, Kathy and I are here to help you at any point along your journey so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.